9, man. I'm excited to be doing this again. Are we rolling?
Rolling. Okay. But I got text Jess, dude. So you go
that's ahead. Fine. You text Jess. I want to say to all the Mai Tai listeners out there, I have to give a shout out just up top to Rachel Pounds. Rachel Pounds, love her. Shout out, Rachel. Thank you for listening to the Rachel. Pod. If you're in Ashland, check out Word of Mouth. That's where she works. This is my... this is Grace's brother's wife, my future sister-in-law. Listen to the next episode, maybe. Hell yeah. But she messaged me and was like, I'm listening to the pod. I love it. I want a shout-out. So I wanted to give her one off the top. Wanted to make sure I didn't forget.
Hell yeah,
she's
dude.
Awesome. You know what's so funny? One time we were... I was over there and I was like nervous. This is probably like my second or third time meeting Grace's family. So like comfortable, but not that comfortable, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a moment where Rachel and I were like pulled aside and she was like, she just said so casually to me, she went, us non-bloods got to stick together. and it clicked immediately. I was like, you get it. I was like, you know, my God, you know exactly. And she was like, yeah, we got to stick together. So I will always ride for Rachel. Just wanted to give her a shout out off the top. Welcome to Mai Tai episode 2.
Hell yeah, man. Dude, so many shout-outs.
Many shout-outs, man.
The love we got for episode 1 was insane.
Unbelievable.
It was so good. And, like, man, just the solidification of people saying, the energy you guys had together.
Yes.
So many people said that. It was awesome. Can't wait to completely fuck that up for episode 2.
Here we are to bury it.
Yeah.
This
will be our last record.
I agree, dude. There were so many people reached out to me, people I did not at all expect to listen to. Because, you know, I just shared the link on Facebook.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I said something like, if you listen to it, cool. If you don't, also cool. Like,
right,
You know, I'm not doing this.
I was more stern.
This.
I was like, fucking listen to it and give me like, feedback because I need that. I need that to survive.
Yeah, man. I was so pumped. I'm glad there was a positive reception, and we're going to try to capture that again. There were so many. Oh, my. Well, that's not the same thing. I had a thought.
I hate when you do that.
You want me to let it fly?
Oh, yeah, please.
All right, this is totally unrelated.
Oh, I meant I hate when you have a thought. But yeah, go ahead.
Goddamn, Tyler's thinking again.
Oh, God. Someone thinks half his name is in the podcast.
Oh, no. Now I'm self-conscious.
It's Mike and Tylenol. That's where I got my type.
That's right. Sponsor is Tylenol. No, dude, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Have you ever I saw a Facebook, but you know how Facebook does that thing where you look at a post and it's like not someone you're friends with, but someone you are friends with is friends with this person and share.
You know what I mean?
So I'm reading this post and it's like an obituary.
No.
And I'm reading.
Good start. Yeah.
Just real positive vibes only. And I'm reading the comments and I realized halfway through, I'm like, oh my God, this is my former theater teacher.
Mm.
She's my sophomore year theater teacher. She retired. I was like, man, wow, she's gone. Like, this
now
is
she
crazy.
She retired permanently.
She did a lot. She did a lot for me. And I'm reading all the comments. I'm like, God, she was so great. She was so great. And I like clicked on because someone like tagged her, like, I'll always miss hanging out with, and tagged it. And I clicked on it and I realized it was not her. It was just a person I've never met in my life. I have
no idea.
It's
actually a dude.
I was mourning. I was like, man, I miss Ms. Roberts. Damn, this is sad. But It was not her at all.
Well, I mean, sucks for that other person, but
yeah, no, I mean, like, R.I.P. But thank God, you
Miss,
know
what was
mean?
Her name? Miss Roberts. Miss Roberts. I hope you're listening.
She's still alive,
and you know, now you have a chance to listen.
You know what?
That
she
other
liked
person.
She liked the link when I shared it. She could be listening.
Well, yeah. See, that would be weird. It's like the link, and then it's like, oh, Mrs. Roberts, and the next day you're like, oh God, what?
That would be insane.
That would be the number of times that I've accidentally killed a celebrity. Or, well, okay, like, let me backtrack a bit. The number of times that I've put out in the universe about a celebrity or something. Mm-hmm. I guess it's two times, but really those two times.
Two is
need,
enough.
Yeah, it's
That's
enough.
That's a pattern.
The first time was literally the day before Betty White died. I was, and this is sometimes a joke. Sometimes people would be like, oh, man, I loved... God, who's somebody that died? You know, just anybody. Robin Williams.
President
They're like, oh,
Lincoln.
Like I loved, like I loved Robin Williams and this, and then I'll be like, yeah, I haven't seen him much lately.
And then they die.
You know, and then it's like, okay, you know, there's a bit. Now this people know that I do that, and this poor person has been, you know, subject to that many a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they said something about Betty White, and I was just like, God, it sucks what happened to her. And then, because I thought legitimately that she had already died.
You were confident.
This is the day before she died.
Yeah.
Multiple people around. And they're just like, she's not dead. 100% she's like, she is still alive. She's still kicking. She just had her 109th birthday, or however old she is, like just the other day. And I was like, what? That's insane. Good for her. Next day.
Betty White.
Betty White, dead. I was like. That's a bummer. Dude. Everybody shit on me for so... They're like, you killed Betty White.
You kind of did.
You just killed
her. It's so funny you say that, though, because so I have two instances. I have two friends. One of them is when... Okay, so Kobe Bryant died
familiar.
In a, you know, fiery plane crash.
Yes.
I'm sorry, helicopter.
Yeah. Right.
And it was very tragic.
Details. Yep.
Miss Kobe. Shout out Kobe. But one of my friends, no, he got dumped the day Kobe Bryant died, and like they've been dating for a while, and it was like a big deal that he got dumped. It was very sad. He texted me, but he texted me first and was like, "Damn, bro, Kobe," and I hadn't seen, and I like looked and was like, "What happened? Like, did he?" Is there some allegation or something? He was like, no, turn on the news. And I turned it on and was like, no, like Kobe Bryant's dead. That's no fucking way. Because I love the NBA. That's a big thing about it. I was very sad when he died. And then like his follow-up text was like, also, she broke up with me. And I was like, there are bigger things happening. Like,
so which then, he knew. He knew.
Did. He
yeah.
did. He let me know. He understood the priority. And so then I have another friend who got dumped the day Betty White died.
Oh, and I probably caused that too.
You may have, man. He was like, and he handled it differently. He was like, by the way, she broke up with me. And I was like, oh, man, I hope you're okay. Also, R.I.P. Betty White. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is crazy.
Right.
And like, now they both do the bit where they're just like, God, I hate that bitch. She killed Kobe Bryant. She killed Betty White. Like they're just like
bum.
Right? Yeah, they're yeah. Just, they'll just be like she was mean to me. She expected me to be a man and also killed Kobe Bryant.
Dude, speaking of, she was mean to me.
Oh, wait,
now unfortunately, she didn't kill anybody. But first episode, I kind of like vaguely, which is funny because I meant to cut her name out and I didn't. I'd vaguely mentioned my ex's name.
Yeah,
we talked about, and then Grace, your lovely girlfriend.
Shout out Grace.
Shout out Grace. She was talking about like prom pictures because prom pictures were popping up on people's Facebooks,
oh,
you know, around
that
time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, dude, like I've got some prom pictures. Let me send them out. And I'm still heated about this. Situation. Okay, like I'm still fucking pissed.
Air it out.
Right. And so my date, who shall remain nameless unless you watch episode one, she was like, you know what? She's like, I do so much for you all the time.
Uh-huh.
For prom, I think you should step up and you should take care of dessert. for prom. Like, we're having dinner at your parents' house with our friends.
Okay.
My brother was, like, a chef at the time. He made us, like, a full fucking three-course wonderful meal that was delicious.
Gorgeous meal, yeah.
And then I was like, all right, dessert's on me.
Sure.
I got it. All right. And so I thought, I was like, that little Mike Casey just clicked. I was like, this is going to be the best fucking idea ever.
What'd you do?
I'm going to get all the flavors from Baskin-Robbins in a little cup, like a little kid's
every
cup.
Single one.
Every single flavor.
How many flavors like, are we?
At least 31.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thank God it's in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the title. Of. I think actually that day they had like 33. And I was like, that's fucking.
You
like
said,
what?
Give me all of them.
I was like, you guys should change your sign. Like,
yeah,
you know.
The sign says 31.
What if somebody was like going by and they're like, well, you know, Andy's has 32, so we should probably go by. You know what I mean? Like, you could have just missed out on some business. And so the gal that was in there wasn't mm-hmm. busy. That's not that important because this was also kind of shitty. But still, I'm throwing it out there. Was not busy.
Yeah.
I'm the only person in there. I'm not a dick. I'm not going to be like, I need you to give me every fucking scoop you have here.
Yeah,
every flavor
demanding.
Right now. Fuck this kid and his birthday party. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not an animal. And so, like, nobody's in there. And I'm like, hey, could I just have, like, every scoop? And she's like, oh, haha, like, which one do you want? And I was like, I want one scoop of every flavor you have.
She was so mad.
She was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
The entire time. She was scooping, wasn't saying anything, throwing it in a bag. You know, just scoop, throwing it back. Throwing it. By the end of it, she had this, like, fucking apron that was just covered in ice cream.
I bet,
you
dude.
Know? And she was, like, you know, lifting things. Dude.
I mean, you couldn't have called ahead,
yeah.
Mike.
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
We didn't have that technology at this time. Probably.
Oh,
I mean, we
right,
did.
Right,
we
right,
had cell
right.
phones, but like
they
would have
thought it
yeah,
was a prank call.
Exactly. They're like, we don't fucking order out. Like, what
yeah.
are you talking about? This isn't a Chinese restaurant. And so I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna go there, be really friendly, put on a little charm, and just be like, yeah, this is just for a prom dessert. I thought it'd be a really fun idea. I loved the idea. I guess it was fucking shit for everybody that ever existed in my life.
What?
At that point.
They didn't like it?
So I get all the flavors, and then she's like, well, that'll be $80. Like, she said it with, like, a fucking tone. Like,
she
definitively,
was mad.
She's like, that'll be $80.
Okay.
You know, like, and she's looking at me because I'm like fucking high schooler, right?
Yeah.
I had a job at the time, but it didn't pay well. But it's like, I had $100.
Yeah,
I was like, okay,
I
got $100.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so, but then I was like, oh, it was like, I didn't realize it was going to be that much. I think, it just never mind. You know, and I'm like joking. She, I read the room completely wrong. But she was such a bitch about it. I mean,
holy
she was just like,
shit,
you got you like, I am, you are going to get my $80. Like, she was so mean. She's
she
like, there's
ready.
An ATM across the street.
Yeah, she was
I don't care
shake
what
you
do.
Down.
Yeah, she's like, call your parents. Like, I mean, she was pissed.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm just kidding. Like, I have $100. I tipped her the other 20. I was like, here you go. Like, sorry. You know, I'm sorry that we weren't having fun. I thought we were having fun. And so then, come to prom night. It's like the next night. I fucking, like, I'm like, all right, ladies. Like, I need to prep the dessert. All right,
yeah.
And like immediately.
Wait, so this was
fucking,
the next.
This is
night.
Like the next night.
So
I like stuck
it
all in a brown bag, put it in the
just
freezer.
Put it in the freezer.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And I'm like, okay. And they're like little kid cups, like literally just like half a scoop of each flavor. And I'm like, this is gonna be the best fucking thing
and
ever.
How many people are you serving?
There's four of us total.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's
yeah.
the right amount.
You know what I mean?
People.
Like, it's
yeah.
me, it's me, my date, my
a
buddy,
friend
and his
and
date.
A friend's
yeah,
date. Okay,
exactly.
sure.
And then like. Immediately when I'm like, I got to prep dessert. The fucking girl I was dating at the time was like, so you got to take time to do this? I was like, well, it's just going to take a minute. She's like, so what you're saying is you didn't have it ready. Like, I mean, she automatically, she's like,
I mean, it's
already
time.
Pissed.
It's time to lower your expectations, honey. You're in high school. Prom,
exactly.
<right? laughs>
I'm like, just fucking chill here.
You're
like this
lucky.
Is actually really cool. Just,
yeah.
just give me a minute. And so then I like put all the ice cream in a bowl. Fucking put like a little like napkin over it, you know, like
yeah.
it's all just like a tower, but nobody can see what's under there. Bring the gals back in, fucking like a magic trick. I flip that thing open, all this ice cream just comes flowing out the top of it, you know, falling down.
Yeah.
Literally, my buddy, his date are just over the moon.
They're
like, hype. This is fucking awesome. This is the best dessert. This is the best date.
Right.
I think my buddy even told me that his girlfriend was, he was like, man, he's like, you know, she was like, oh, like, why don't you ever do stuff like this? Like, you know, I was getting all the props from all the wrong people in the room.
Yeah.
Just immediate. Nothing from my fucking girl at the time. Just a
dude,
scowl.
So hold on. I just want to recap just to make sure I'm following.
Yeah.
She let you know. She told you. you're going to prepare dessert.
Yeah. She was nice enough to inform me of this happening.
You did that. You went and got a dessert. By the way, a dessert that...
cost
$80.
$80. $100.
I think a lot of people would be hyped about. You get to try every flavor.
Who does that?
Yeah. And then
you always go get the same fucking thing, and you're like, I wish I would have tried the other one.
And then she was like, so you have to set it up? I'm sorry. Listen, first of all, if anyone out here is listening and is in high school... stop listening. But if you
grow up and then come back.
I get it. There are so many like posts you see out there that are like, oh, ladies, if he could, he would. Like, you did, dude. You went and you did that. That's crazy that she would be upset.
My dad always told the because I dated this girl for 4 years, which was horrible. But I know. Like, and that was like year one.
I was
going to
say, when
was
prom? It was year one? Oof.
Year one. And I remember my dad always told me, he's like, you know, he's like, I think that he's like, you just have a husband brain. You don't have a boyfriend brain. That's what he would always say.
It's much easier to be a boyfriend.
Yeah, he's like, you have a husband brain of like, you want to go so above and beyond for something. And like, just like, your ideas are, like 150. Boyfriend brain, like, your ideas need to be like anywhere between 50 to 60 and you're solid. You know, like, you're
that's
good.
That's great advice.
100%.
That's incredible
advice.
That is
the best advice ever. Yeah. He's like, you really just like, he's like, you just got to lower it
just
down.
Reel it in
a little.
Yeah,
because like, she, you guys aren't married. You know, like, just bring it down. He's like, I love it. I respect it. Your ideas are great. But like, just do that for your friends.
Did you think, like, when this was happening, that you were going to marry this girl?
Not at the time. You know, I mean, this was our first
year.
Yeah,
it's
your
first year. So,
yeah.
And like, you, so that's what I'm saying, though, for the larger point. Like, you did all this, and we're like, maybe. Like, I'm going to get her dessert.
It's just the type of, I just like doing stuff like that.
You
love
doing,
you know what I mean? It could have been not for my girlfriend. If somebody was like, hey, could you do dessert for prom? I would have had this idea and done it.
Do you know what I did for prom?
I can't wait to hear about it.
Well, it's a bad story. My prom, I went with a girl who I had been dating for a while, and my promposal was sick. Let me be the first to say.
I was about to go into that. You fucking tell me.
Because
I need to know.
So we were both like theater kids. Right?
Oh shit.
Yeah, I know. We were super annoying. And what I did was it's going to sound terrible as I describe it, but just hang on for the end. So she met me at I picked her up and I blindfolded her. And
always a classic start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took her to this
one,
like,
time I blindfolded first and tossed into the car.
That's the
bad
wrong
idea.
Way to
got to get them in the car first.
I blindfolded her and I took her, this is like a Saturday or Sunday. I took her to the school, but she didn't know I was in the blindfold. And I talked to
it did its job,
like our tech director, because we had normal teacher sounds wrong. We had two teachers, and one basically did tech stuff, and one did like stuff with the actors.
Yeah.
So I talked to the tech teacher and was like, I want to do my promposal on the stage, because this girl was like lead in everything, right? So the stage meant a lot to her. And so I blindfold her. I park in the teacher's lot on a Saturday, feeling like a badass. I'm leading her in. I get in there. There's lights on the stage. And I take the blindfold off. She's like, oh, my God. Well, you got a prom with me. Whatever. Cool. We went out prom night to dinner at this restaurant in downtown Columbia. I don't know if it's still open. It was called Blue.
Yeah.
Is it still B-L-E-U?
I mean, I don't know if it's still open, but I've been there.
Bleh. That was my joke all night, and I made it a lot.
Yeah.
And
when's Dracula coming out?
It got a laugh once, but we went there.
He's like, he's still doing it.
And it was like me and her, but she wanted to go with her friends. And so we went with her friends.
Okay.
And so it's just her and I and like five women who I don't know that well. And five dudes who I don't know at all.
Yeah, I was gonna say that story went awesome, and then it really fucking went downhill.
And I'm in high school, like it's not. We can fake it now, you know what I mean? We've been through the trenches. I meet a dude I don't know. I'm like, how about the Knicks or whatever?
Yeah,
like,
it's
I
like,
just
yo,
I
Tony, and it's like, my name's not Tony. It's like, no, I call you Tony all the time.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, you just rely on something that you're like, every dude has like accidentally played Halo 3. Like even if you don't like video games, you're like, no, I remember
100% coming out of the shower, too wet, slipped and fell, controller landed in my lap.
Yeah, you could just
beat half the game.
yeah, you can find common ground. Not in high school, man. I was just like, okay, I don't know any of these people. I ordered a steak because my dad gave me a crisp $100 bill for dinner. Yeah. And I spent about 60 of that $100 on myself when I hadn't spent 40 on her. And it was cool. And then we went, and I remember I got to drive the 4Runner. I had a 95 4Runner. Window goes down in the back. That was my dad's car, but we shared it. Because when I got my license, he got a new car like a year later. But for a year, he just shared his car with a 16-year-old.
That's got
to
be brutal.
Oh, I'm sure it sucked for him. Because like he went to work at 5 a.m. And like I would be like at 11, like I'm going to hang with the boys. Right. He would be like, you better have my fucking car back.
Right, yeah.
And I'd be like, well, it's our car, Eric. But anyway, I drove and there was no parking. There was none, and I finally found the spot, and I squeezed into it to the point where, like, doors would not open, and my date was upset about it. And I was just like, dude, shut up. Like, it's going to be fine. And I got out, and there was a teacher in the parking lot who was like, yeah, I don't think that's going to work, buddy. And I was just like, fine! And I got back in, and I move, whatever we go. We stayed at that prom for probably 45 minutes, if I'm being kind. 45 minutes I went through all that trouble. Now, I did get a hotel. And, you know, who knows what happened after that.
I stayed there by myself and ate 31 flavors of Baskin-Robbins.
I remember trying to check into the hotel because I did it all online and lied about my age.
Naturally.
Yeah, and then I got there to check in and gave him my ID and everything. And he was like, you know, you're supposed to be 21. And I was like, it's prom night. And he was just like, okay. And he just let me go.
Dude,
shout out that guy.
Shout out. Yeah.
I don't know his name. That was crazy. He just let me go. And I got like sparkling apple juice because I couldn't buy wine.
I mean, you were already playing it too close to the sun with the hotel room. Yeah.
So, you know, it all worked out. But man, yeah, I remember. It felt like the promposal was the best part of prom. You know what I mean? Like, everything after that, I was like, this is not as cool as what I did before.
Dude, my awareness for women, I'm so lucky that I'm married to a wonderful, beautiful woman.
Oh,
Jess.
You were just
Shout out Jess.
Love
because,
you, Jess.
Because, and she'll tell you too, my awareness with women is obsolete at best and just doesn't exist.
obsolete.
I've had like a high school crush, you know, that I was like, God, I'd do anything to be with that girl.
Yeah.
And then like just automatically thinking to myself, like, no way she'd end up with a guy like me. So we'll just be friends and chill and hang out. Sure. And then years later, one of my friends is like, man, I just surprised that you just never asked out. So and so, I'm
like,
what
are
you?
Wake up
I'd be
in
like,
the middle of the night.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, she was hitting on you all the time. She would text me and be like, I guess he's just not interested. He doesn't like talk. You know, he doesn't talk to me in that way. He doesn't talk to me on that level. He's just not into it, I guess. And then I'm like, what the? Like, why didn't you tell me that? He's like, I'm not just gonna fucking tell you. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
First of all, fuck. You know what the fuck. I mean, I get it, but also, like, you know me. Like, you know that I'm, like, strung. I'm like, fucking wading water out here. Like, help!
I think we can all agree there's an art to dating. And when you're young, it's tougher to read that art on both ends.
Right.
Men and women, like, oh, are they sending, do they like me? Oh, I don't know.
Dude, it's tough out there, man. It's fucked
and
out
And as
there.
You get older, if you're older still playing those games, go fuck yourself. Like, that's why you're alone. As you get older,
it is.
Yeah. Don't let me get on my soapbox, because, like, and this isn't just directed at women, by the way. I know so many men
who are more men
than women.
100%.
Oh, but I'm so nice, and I don't know. Dude, just tell her you like her.
Yeah.
And
I'm so nice. There. Like, I literally returned her socks that I stole from her room when I was sniffing
and
them
all. By the way, women do not owe you shit, bro. Like, being nice is not enough to make a woman like
you. You should just be nice to anybody.
You should be nice, period. That's it's so crazy when that's the defense. When a dude is like, well, but I'm really nice. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say I'm nice. And I'm not doing the old poor me thing. I'm kind of a dick, but I know that being nice is not a prerequisite. Like, right. You got to do better than that.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's just, you know, that does drive me crazy. Yeah. And not to go too off the rails of just relationships, but
keep going.
You said your promposal, my promposal.
Okay.
Listen, this girl that I, Baskin Robbins, first, to end that story also. The whole ice cream thing, she fucking hated it. She thought it was annoying. She thought there was too many options. There were of course, there's fucking 31 flavors. What do you expect?
God forbid you.
There's too many options. Yeah. That was the wildest thing I ever heard.
That's insane.
I was like, what if I just showed up with a pint of ice cream? You'd be like, wow, this is all you did.
Vanilla?
Well, you know what I mean? Like,
what if she was like, thank God there's no options?
Oh, no, no. And so, not anyway, but yeah. I hope she's doing great out there. I hope she's listening. But
I don't.
But my I asked her probably to every dance in high school. Like, I mean, I was fawning over her.
How many dances are we talking?
I'm talking every homecoming since I knew her, like end of sophomore year.
Okay.
And then like all the proms, and she was a year younger than me too. So like even her dances when I was the year out after high school, which I know is weird, but like, you know, I'm like, I'm out of high school. I'm still like, oh yeah, like holding on to this. Like maybe she'll date me someday.
Asking her after is like, can you get me into the dance?
Yeah. With like my cocaine mustache going on there. And my fucking, I'm just like, hey, could you?
Okay, I'm sorry. I keep telling your story.
It's weird. It's like, oh yeah, like I'm going to try to date that high schooler.
Yeah, bro.
You know, she like I've already lived my whole fucking life. Yeah. And so, like, she did go to a couple dances with me, begrudgingly. Mostly because it was like, oh, well, he's a junior, I'm a sophomore, I can get into prom if I go with him because nobody else is going to ask. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that sort of thing. Super awkward. I have, like it's always funny because my mom would be like, oh, like, you should use these pictures. Like, when we were actually dating, she'd be like, you should use these pictures. I'd be like, that's when she, like, really didn't like me at all. And it was, like, really obvious with every photo we took because she just was like, stay away from me.
Don't put your
And so, but one of the ones that I was most proud of that, like, we had this English teacher in my high school. I wish I could remember his name because he was fucking awesome. But anyway, I guess he wasn't that awesome because I don't fucking remember his name. but he was a really good guy, and I remember that I was like setting up her locker to ask her to. I think it was like homecoming.
Oh, you did the locker.
I did the locker thing because it was like we had like just kind of been friends. Like, I didn't know her that well. I wasn't
so you
trying
were
to
taking
be,
a chance.
I was trying. Yeah, I was like trying to like play outside.
Chips
so
on the table.
I did my research. Mm-hmm. I got with her best friend at the time. I said, hey, like, could you, next time she opens up her locker, could you just slip a piece of paper in there so that it stays unlocked so that I can do this thing? You know, I'm like reconning, you know?
Yeah.
So then her locker was right outside this teacher that I really liked, like right outside his classroom. It's like the end of the day. She's gone. Everybody's out of the hallways. I'm going up there, and he like comes out, and he's just like, what are you doing, Casey? What are you doing? And I was like, listen, I'm trying to ask her out. And so I'm telling him what I'm doing, and he's like, that? He's like, I got to tell you. He's like, if she doesn't say yes, she's not the one, man. That is the most insane thing. He's like, go for it, dude. Go all in for
this
it.
This is your teacher.
This is my teacher. Because I told him about the recon. Told him about, like, hey, like, you know, be cool.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. And so my idea was I had gone to Hallmark. I had bought a card that played her favorite song on it. I had deconstruct, like, you open up the card and it plays the song 30 seconds of it or whatever.
Because,
you know.
Christmas.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And we're like, I'm like, oh my fucking God, I can't believe I found it, right?
Yeah.
And like, we didn't, this is new technology at
the time. Wait, by the way, what was the song?
It was that they played an Easy A at the beginning. I can't remember. Fuck. Something about sunshine. I don't know.
I'm walking on sunshine.
No, fuck.
You said it's an Easy A. Keep
it's,
telling
okay,
your
story. It's like it's at the beginning of Easy A when she gets her card from her parents or something, and it's playing that song.
Okay.
And then she hates it at first, but then she keeps opening the card, and then she like falls in love with it.
I'm about to look it up. You keep telling your story.
But so anyway, so I'm like, you know, we didn't just have like all this crazy technology and shit. Like we were, you know, this was a fucking Stone Age, basically. And so I'm going to Hallmark. I find this fucking card. It's got the music in it, right? Okay. And so I bring it home. I fucking deconstruct the shit out of it. I keep all the components. And then I set it up so that when she opens her locker, it pulls the tab that would normally pull out when you opened up the card to play the music in her locker.
I know the song.
Yeah.
Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Yes!
I got a pocket full of sunshine.
100%.
Okay.
So, like, I went for a full, which is funny, I went for, like, a full kind of Hawaiian relaxing vibe. I had like this mood egg light. It was like you like turn it on and like and it like kind of like cycles through different like pastel colors,
like
you know?
Yeah.
And then I had put like within like a little container, so it wasn't all over the fucking place. I put like a little bit of sand like in a container that had like a little beach, like a little drink umbrella.
Dude,
with like, you know what I'm like talking? And it had a note like folded up to look like a chair.
Uh-huh.
And it like, it was like, oh, will you go to homecoming with me? I don't even know why I went with that theme. I was just like, oh, like this
but
is
I'm,
fucking.
I'm glad you went second because I told mine and thought it was elite. And I just brought a bitch to the stage. You.
That would take a
crazy lot
of effort.
It
I wasn't
no
even there.
Effort.
I wasn't even there for that. So I'm like, this is like, and I'm like testing it, you know, first couple tries doesn't do it. Third one, finally music plays, so then I have to, like, reset everything up. I'm like, okay, and then, like, teacher comes back out, and he's like, man, he's like, that looks crazy. Because you can't tell anything on the outside. Like, just looks. I'm hoping that that battery on that egg fucking lasts all night, because it's, like, just going, you know?
Please!
Yeah, and so, like, I'm like, oh, fuck, like, here we go. I hung up the, like, little Hawaiian flowers in there. Like, the things you wear around your neck or whatever.
Yeah,
lei. Yeah, the lei. And you know, for hoping, good thing. and then next morning, I get there early. Never done that before. And I'm like looking. Like my teacher was like really cool. He's like, hey man, like you want to watch from my classroom or whatever? Because you could see like around the corner without really seeing the locker.
This teacher,
he was
sick.
In on it. He was fucking cool. And so then he's like, yeah, like basically like good luck, man. He's like, I'm not gonna watch. That's weird. But like good luck. And he's like, tell me all about it. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
With you.
Then I realized that he like changed it and it's one of his things, you know.
like,
got you, bitch.
I thought Mike could use some help.
Yeah, it's like it opens up. Fuck you. but then she like opens up her locker and then like just immediately she's fucking embarrassed. Like shuts the locker real quick.
Yeah.
Just like real like freaked out kind of. And so then I'm like, ooh, because my big thing was I was going to, like, come around the corner. She's reading the note and be like, hey, like, will you come to homecoming? I bailed out so fucking hard.
Yes,
I bailed,
you bailed
out because I saw her face and I was like, I think this is fucked. I don't think she likes this. I fucking bailed out. I slowly shut the door. My teacher was like, what's going on, man? What's going on? Coach Hicks, that's his name.
Coach Hicks,
wherever the fuck you are, dude, thank you so much for, like, being awesome. But I was like, he's like, what's going on, man? I was like, this is backfiring. This is bad. This is bad. He's like, just lay low. You know, he's like, just chill out here. And like, she's just like, who the fuck did this? Because I didn't put my name on it because I was going to be there. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
like, that was your plan
right.
To pull up behind her.
Exactly.
Like,
it was going to be like a whole thing. Like,
me.
Hey, fuck, it's me, dude. I know you thought it was going to be Orlando Bloom, but like, he was busy. So here the fuck
Bloom.
I am, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, I just knew that did not. She was just like, this
well,
is not, I'm not, which, you know, I mean, I guess it is kind of weird.
No, it's not that. What I was going to say is that's kind of the thing with like grand gestures at that age is like every movie. And this is maybe the bigger lesson. Don't take your advice from movies, but like every movie has a moment like that. Every show, every whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
would you know? I'm a big movie guy,
yeah.
So I'm like just trying to like
same.
Yeah,
and like
convey.
And plenty of girls and plenty of guys are like, I just wish like someone would do this for me. Like, but and then it happens, and then you do it, and exactly what you were feeling in that moment. Like, she opened the locker, and I bet it was like an 8-second window.
Oh.
Where she was like, no,
yeah. It was almost like she thought she opened the wrong locker. Yeah. And she's like, oh, who the fuck's locker
is? Like, I can remember in the fourth grade, you remember how we used to do those Valentine's boxes and you buy a 30-pack of Scooby-Doo Valentine's? There was one girl I had a crush on, and I told my mom about it, and my mom sucks. She doesn't know. No, I love
shout out your mom.
Yeah, shout out my mom. But she was like, you should get her like a real Valentine's card. Oh, so I got her one that was like, you know, ooh, I love you or whatever. And sign that shit. And so like I went, yeah, I mean, it was crazy. Like said the word love. And I put it, and I got like everyone else like fun size fruit snacks. I got her like a family size gummy bear. Like I went all in. And she opened that shit, and it was devastating for the fourth grade me. I mean, I got roasted for the rest of the year, and February's early. I got roasted just so much for doing that. And she, by the way, she didn't like me. We didn't have a little fourth grade fake relationship.
Right, yeah.
She talked to me way less. Like it went horribly. So I can understand
you get it.
The grand gesture.
The grand gesture is not always the way to go, guys. It's sometimes. Like if I did a grand gesture for Jess anytime, obviously she'd love it. She's my wife. She's probably hoping that like she was like, oh, okay, like you couldn't give me my birthday present a little bit more romantic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm confident if I did a grand gesture now it would go at least decent.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would go well, but it would go at least decent.
You know why? Because now it's like the thought. Like, back then, it's like the gift.
The
or
gesture,
the way you do it, the gesture. Like, that's got to be fucking spot on.
And
now it's like, oh my God, you were just thinking about me in general?
You know what's so weird now? And we're, I'm about to age myself. I'm going to sound so old. But like, making like a TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you're doing your... Not even promposal, homecoming ass, doing all this, just, imagine filming it and she is devastated or embarrassed, but like, you gotta act right for the camera, so you're like, ha, oh my God, this is so sweet.
You're like, ooh, yeah,
oh man.
When I hit my, some people may not know this, when I fucking was famous for 2 weeks with my Dr. Pepper chairs, because fame hit hard. Now
plug
the
TikTok, brother. What's the at?
It's at Our Retrolection.
Yeah.
Another podcast that I do. Supposed to have an episode today. Didn't fucking do it. That's fine.
We're
anyway.
We're going to post clips from this instead.
Yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Check out the TikTok.
Promotional.
but had that one that blew up.
Had that video that blew up out of fucking nowhere. Got some Dr. Pepper chairs that were sick as hell from like a garage sale for like 40 or 60 bucks, something like that.
You're underselling them. They're theater seats.
They're theater.
They look like movie seat theater chairs. Say Dr. Pepper on them. They're sick as fuck. You deserve.
Like officially branded with the color scheme.
They're
and
sick.
Just, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Just a silly little video I just tossed up thinking nothing of it. But then, naturally at work, everybody's kind of like figuring it out.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, there's this dude that looks just fucking like, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, it's me. You know, I had to be like, oh, it's me. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that whole fucking thing. I'm sure all of you guys have been there.
None of you know what fame tastes like.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I just was like, I had so many people messaging me like, you got to like keep the momentum going. Fucking. And I was like, dude, this was a fucking fluke. Like, people randomly all the time hit million view videos and then fucking nothing after that. And that's the legacy I'm trying to live here. Like, I ain't trying to, like, that was overwhelming.
Yeah.
And also, I was like, I'm cool with almost every single person in the world, but I could have done with all the comments about my glasses, man. I know they're thick, dude. I know they're thick. They're thick as shit. But I was like, man, they know how to fucking cut deep, dude.
Yeah.
Literally, people were like, this guy looks like a fucking freak. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And then somebody was like, his glasses be thick, though. And I was like, what the fuck that dude said?
Dude, that's what I was going to say.
Excuse me?
This is like, we're like right on the cusp of the age of the internet, right? Like, I remember getting Snapchat posting shit on my story, Instagram, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, not enough to like blow up. And now, like, the TikTok algorithm, like you said, the whole thing is, like, anyone can blow up. And, by the way, I think that's kind of awesome.
Yeah, no,
like,
no, I agree. I think it's perfect.
I think it's cool, because there are plenty of times I threw out a tweet or whatever in, like, 2014, and I was like, this should be viral. And, like, it wasn't because I had 18 followers.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you better believe if I was 24 and made that video, I'd like my momentum would be like, I'm making a video every fucking week.
But the way people are so mean, and like not really mean, but like you post a TikTok about your Dr. Pepper chairs, has 2 million views. You go to the comments and it's like, sick chairs, awesome.
Yeah,
wow,
bros fucking, will say hell yeah.
Yeah, and then just like thick ass glasses, or like I would post one and it'd be like, oh, like this is a funny bit, like love this stand up, and then like what's wrong with his hair? And I'm just like, what is wrong with my these new kids are better, and people are like, no, like if you're, you know, Twitter fingers and all that, and if people are upset about internet comments, they need to grow up. I'm like, nah, man, like some people are mean on
dude,
the
just yeah
internet.
Just like for no reason.
It's so hard to eat that, because it's so easy to like do something funny at school when social media wasn't around. Everyone talks about it for a weekend, you go back, and then you come back to school, you're still a legend.
Right
now something funny happens and like that instant people are like, how can we tear this motherfucker
right
down?
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah,
now on the positive side of that, this it also got posted on someone else's, like some other. It was like Barstool Sports. You know, I don't
shout out
name
Barstool.
Shout out
Barstool.
Barstool
Big Cat.
They reached out. They reached out and they're like, "Hey man, can we post your video on our channel?"
Right.
I mean, clearly it was sent from just some dude named Jeff that's like
someone
not associated. You know, it's just like,
media,
hey, like, can
like
we?
An
yeah,
intern,
yeah. He's done a fucking 100 of these today by this point. I was like, oh yeah, man, for sure. Him and I messaged back a little bit. Like, he was really cool about it. They post the video. I don't even like think about it. Like, didn't even go look at it at all. A buddy of mine who hadn't seen the TikTok and hadn't heard about it was like, bro, get on your Instagram right now and fucking look at Barstool Sports. Like, you were on there, bro. And it is blown up, man. Like, I was like, oh yeah. I was like, yeah, like I already knew about that. Thanks, whatever. I was like, it's pretty cool. But then I like went on there because I was like, I wonder what comments are on this one.
Were they bad?
Right. Well, there was one gal who like, I was like, okay, like I don't see the need for that, because she said something like something ridiculous that was like so mean that it was just so stupid.
She,
I was
like,
called
you a slur?
No, it was just, you know, I could see where maybe she got that from my complexion, but it was more that she just was like, you know, like, who the fuck cares what, you know, this dumb asshole thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, it's just more men being, you know what I mean, like going in this whole rant about, right?
Oh wow, okay.
Just kind of like, it was like a big paragraph.
Yeah.
But then there was like hundreds of people that like and they're like, he's just trying to live his life, dude. Like, and then also like going on her personal, which I'm like not condoning, but like going on her personal page and then like posting pictures of her on the fucking thread being like,
no,
like pointing out all of her flaws. Like, man,
no,
at least he could take his glasses off at some point. You'll never be able to fix your eyes. You know, like shit like that. Like just defending
just
shit out of me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. But also like, you know, don't be mean back.
Yeah.
But like, it was just like one of those flips where I was like, okay, like 98% of everything was positive. It was great. It was the perfect storm of a, you got to take a piss, don't you?
Okay, no, here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Well, yes, a little bit. But I was going to say, I'm going to go pee. You do your Tyler P segment, but when I come back, are you interested in playing a game?
I'm so fucking interested in playing a game. And I have to regale my story of the trash room.
Oh, are we going to do that this pod?
Yes. While it's still fresh in my mind, the dirty garbage.
We might have to wait on a game then, because the trash room is
done. We're doing both.
Okay, I'm done. I'm going to go pee. This is Mike's pee corner.
I was
going to
say, too, when you come back, we should do an actual intro, because I think we just start talking.
Yeah, we should do an intro. That's a good point.
But we're going to play a fun game while Tyler is taking a pee. Which I hope, I'm just assuming this will always be a segment.
It'll be a segment every time.
Because he always has to be. I'm going to play a clip, a famous quote, quick clip from a movie. And you guys, there is a fancy new link. There should be, at least. I hope it's working. If you go to the about the episode underneath, wherever you're listening, there should be a fancy link so that you can directly send us a message. No email, no bullshit. You could just, I think it's through text. I think you just text it from your phone. You could just send us a message. It goes right to our inbox. And then you can kind of tell us like things about the show, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see, what games you want us to play, anything you want, shout outs, sponsorships. Sure. Let's fucking throw that out there. But I would love for you guys to try to guess what movie this clip is from. And here you go.
Don't be frightened, Nicholas. I'm a beaten man.
You've been a good guard, Nicholas. Strong and fair. Your queen would be proud.
How's the piecing? Oh, it was so good. Everybody, I was telling them about that new link that we got down in the bottom description.
Yes, click on the link.
Click on the link. Sends a text message right to us.
Before we get into anything else.
Tell me about it.
It's time for you to tell the people about this trash room. Listen, I want to set it up.
Okay. That's what we need.
Okay.
It's a good setup.
So here's the deal. Mike and I were hanging out. This is before we ever thought about the podcast. He told me this story that he's about to tell you all, and I need the listeners to know. This is insane. I mean, it's so absurd, and I'm not hating. It just... I'm hating a little bit.
It is slightly embarrassing.
This is crazy.
I think it's just because Jess loves me, but I've told her this story and she just kind of like rolled her eyes and was like,
so just
but like then I told it again in front of you and Grace.
Just to set it up, man. Like,
and Grace's reaction was
I'm gonna let Mike do the story. I'm just think on these words, listeners. Trash room. Not a dumpster, a trash room.
It was
Mike, go ahead and tell us about the trash room.
Okay. Well, you guys were nice enough to hang out the other day. We played some Mario Tennis, you and I. We had a good time. The gals came over, watched a horror movie. And then a little bit after some people left, I was regaling about a room that my buddy Colin, shout out Colin, he made the intro and outro music for us. He also made the music for Our Retro Election. Great dude. He's also for hire, so if you have a podcast and you want some music, let me know. Use that link. Send it to me, and I'll send it to him, and he'll make you some music.
I can't tell.
I'm just avoiding it this time. But so I didn't think this was a big deal. You heard me talk. I was very nonchalant.
Yeah, I mean, you told it like it was a thing everyone had.
Which I think was the most insane thing to Grace. In fact, she quotable said, like, that I think what's most insane is that you're just not fazed by this at all. And then I started to think about it after that. But
so set the scene.
Yeah.
Living
in Kansas City, I'm in my mid-20s. My roommate at the time, Colin, and I, we had just moved into this house together, right? we're in our mid-20s. We're living in a big city. We both work at the same place. It fucking sucks. And we're just like, we're going to party all the time. That was our idea. We're like, we're going to have house parties all the time. We're going to have bitches over all the time. Neither of those things really happened. We just had friends over to drink.
Just a bunch of dudes hanging
every time. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, but like we're at the time we're hyped up.
Yeah.
And so we're like, this is going to be party central, man. And you know what? For a good solid like 6 months right after we moved in, it really, really was. It was just party after party after party. Now, I'm sure... You know, you have some parties. You start gathering some garbage. You know, like the trash starts to pile up a bit.
Yeah.
And in Kansas City, if you don't know, you can only put out 2 bags of trash a week, and then that's it. And they have to be very specific sizes, and they can't be too heavy, or they will just fucking leave it there.
At the time, at least. Who knows if that's
rule now. But at the time, you know, it's like they didn't fuck around. It was like 2 bags, you're done, that's it, can't be over 40 pounds, or we'll just fucking leave everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have a lot of glass and stuff, so when we were doing our 2 bags at a time, it's fucking heavy. And they're just leaving it. So then I finally, like, Colin, because, you know, we have a good, like, I'd say, like, 5 or 6 bags of... Large bags of trash, but like, you know, manageable at this time.
Yeah.
Just kind of sitting outside. And then we get a warning from the city that's like, hey, if you don't move your fucking trash, then we're going to fine you for having trash in your front yard. So I was like, fuck. So then I move it around back And then our neighbors fucking snitch on us. And we get another warning that's like, you can't just move the trash to the backyard. You got to fucking dispose of the garbage. So I was like, man, like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? So for that batch of trash, I was like, this is brilliant. I'm going to drive to my old apartment complex. It's on the way to work. I'm going to just dump it there.
That's perfect.
They'll fucking have no idea, that's right?
That's how you should handle it.
That first six bags, easy street. Got rid of them. No problem. No more garbage. We're good to go. We have more parties. And then it turns into the laziness of the ideas just sinking in. I'm just like, God, like, that's a fucking drive. I already have to load the car full of trash, which just doesn't seem right because
so
I drive
what'd you do
in that
with
every
the trash?
So basically, because we didn't want to get fined, because we couldn't put it out front, we couldn't put it out back, we didn't want to stick it in the party area, because we didn't want people like being like, God damn, there's just a bunch of fucking trash in here.
Right.
So party area was like basement and the garage. We had a basement, or like a basement stairwell that connected both the garage and basement together. And fucking cool. Fucking cool place to party. Partied a lot. Had too much trash. So then I was telling Colin, because it was just kind of stacking up in our kitchen, we had this like room that like, that was not part of the house originally. They had built onto it. It was like a little office space sunroom right off of the kitchen. And it was just like a very small kind of confined space. Colin and I couldn't figure out anything to do with it because it didn't have AC. It didn't have heat. It just kind of was like a room that just existed.
A room.
And, you know, there was a door from the kitchen going to it. And so we never fucking did anything with it. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, let's just fucking just throw this just for now because there's a door. There's a door on the outside of the house that leads directly to that room. So it's like a door from the kitchen, door outside. I'm like, I don't even have to drag it through the kitchen anymore. I can just take it from the outside door. This is fucking perfect.
Just throw the trash in there.
So we have like nine 30-gallon bags of trash. And like they just keep not fucking taking it. At the time, we did not realize that you could just pay a couple bucks to wrap, like to go to the grocery store, wrap a little fucking thing around it, and they'll take whatever it is. They'll fucking take, like, you just got to pay for it.
Right.
Didn't know that. So I'm just like, well, they're never going to fucking take our trash. It'll never be light enough. So then the panic starts to set in because Colin's like,
how many bags deep are we when the
we're at like nine still, right? Like, okay. Like it's still like, you can still see the floor, right? Like it's not.
You can still see the floor is a
most of it.
Sentence.
Yeah. Like there was a pathway to the outside door. And so it's winter time. So it's like the trash doesn't get too stinky or anything.
Sure.
And so we're like, well, fuck, like, what are we going to do? Like, they're never going to take it. So we're like, okay, we'll do a mass load one day. We'll fucking dump it in a dumpster somewhere or fucking off the highway. I don't know. And like, we'll dump it somewhere, forget about it, and like, just never talk about this again. And then we're both just unfazed. We're like, this is just fucking trash. It's just garbage. It's not really. It's mostly bottles, honestly. Probably been pissed in, but just mostly bottles. And so I'm like, it's just garbage. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And so then we're like one day I'm like, you know, you kind of just get desensitized to how much trash is going somewhere.
I don't think so.
I mean,
sure.
People in the landfill, I'm sure they're just tossing it in. They still don't give a fuck about it. And so I'm just like, I'm tossing bag number whatever in there, probably like, well into double digit numbers.
Oh.
I'm tossing bag whatever. And then when I toss it, I kind of forget about it. And I turn around and I'm about to shut the door and the bag rolls out and falls back into the kitchen. And then I'm just like, I'm realizing at this moment, like, there's a lot of fucking trash in here. Like, there's so much trash that it's high enough that I had to, like, toss it up into the room.
Yeah.
And it was still so high that it didn't make it and fell back into the kitchen. Like, there's a lot of trash in here. And so then, you know, we're still like, it's wintertime. Like, it doesn't stink at least. Like, it's fine. Like, we'll fucking deal with the garbage room
later. At least it doesn't stink.
But, you know, with winter comes spring and summer.
Sure.
And so we're still stacking away. You know, we're putting our two little, like, kitchen trash bags out each week and be like, everything else, all right, let's just put
just
it in.
Throw it in the
so then we just, like, then Colin and I just naturally, not because we, like, fucking, like, named it that on purpose, we just deemed it the trash room because Colin would be like, what should I do with all these fucking bottles? I was like, put it in a bag, throw it in the trash room. Like, we knew instinctively that that meant toss it in the room we don't talk about. That's just the room on the side of the house.
It's the trash room.
It's the trash room. Yo. That will get fixed someday. Like, we will someday deal with that. And so we'd just be like, ah, toss it in the trash room. Sometimes people would be like, hey, like, your garbage is full. Where do I put this stuff? And I was like, just don't worry. Like, we'll put it in the trash room later. And they're like, the trash room? Now, you may be thinking to yourself, Mike, of course they would know you have a trash room because you said it was, like, in your kitchen. Like, you fucking look right through the door, you see that there's just garbage stacked.
Garbage.
Now, it's, you know, it's summertime, and the trash is starting to smell pretty bad.
Probably really bad.
Really bad. Honestly, really bad. Yeah. Kind of, like, unnaturally.
Well, it's been marinating.
It's just been swamping in there. And, like, we're kind of afraid at this point. So, Colin and I literally have the conversation of, like, okay, how many days until fall when we can, like, not worry about it because it'll be so cold
that's
in there?
That was the conversation.
That was the conversation of, like, not let's get rid of it now, but, like, okay, like, eventually it'll be cold again and we won't have to worry about the smell because it'll be cold.
That's insane.
Somehow, because cold things, I guess, don't make things smell. I don't know. We didn't know if there was a science to that, actually, or just what
you
it
skipped
was just like.
The taping.
Well, so what I'm saying is that we are just still, like, fall's only 4 months away. Like, we're solid. You know, like, we'll be fine. Summer goes like that. So
it's here and it's gone.
So, you know, people are like, what the fuck are you talking about, trash room? And then we'd be like, well, I guess we could, you know, you're cool. You've been here enough. We could show you the trash room.
You started
because,
showing people.
Well, so, you know, because it was stinky. It was, like, real bad. And it's right next to the kitchen, which is fucking unfortunate because we make our food in there, you know. So,
yeah, I know.
So, and, like, man, the fucking bugs. The bugs was insane. I don't even know how. I'm like,
I believe it.
I don't understand. So we just had bugs pouring through that thing all the time.
You know.
And so Colin and I were like, you know what? Like, okay, to fix the bug problem, we're going to tape the door shut. So, like, all the seams, there's no bugs that can get through. So we taped the entire door. Just tape the door shut. All creases, no holes coming through.
Are we talking, like, duct tape?
Like, so we both worked in audiovisual at the time, and we used this thing called Gaffer's tape.
Oh,
I actually have some sitting right here, gaff tape.
Gaff tape.
And basically, it's like duct tape. It's as strong as duct tape, but it doesn't leave residue like duct tape. So it's, like, a real nice, like, for laying cables down. You tape cables down for safety reasons.
Sure.
So we have fuckloads of gaff everywhere in the house all the time. So I'm like, we got gaff to spare, my dude. Let's just fucking tape the door shut.
Then
when we need to throw more trash in there, we'll use the outside entrance. Because, like, then,
we'll,
like,
come at it from
doesn't
the
matter.
Other
yeah,
end.
It's like, doesn't matter if, like, bugs are coming in that way. And so then Mike. I was like, and, like, we're like, okay, yeah, sure. So, like, fucking tape it shut. That was my doing. I was like, okay, I have solved the problem temporarily. The trash room has been solved. Then Colin's like, I don't really like looking at the trash room because there was a window in the door. And so then he's like, I'm going to take some. It was either parchment paper or aluminum foil that he then taped over the window so that we didn't have to look at our mistake either.
So instead of, I was going to say, instead of fixing the problem that is the
it
trash
was a lot of
room,
it was unmanageable amount of trash at that point.
It could have been manageable.
It could have been, but, like, we were in our heads. We don't know. But, like, we're both like, we're just not going to talk about it. Let's just not talk. We'll just mention
That's
the trash
insane.
Room for throwing trash. But then it was like, oh, fuck, we got to walk all... Like, we're complaining about having to throw trash in the trash room.
Yeah, God damn.
Oh, we got to walk outside with the trash and then toss it in. Like, well, we can't just fucking do it for the kids anymore. Like, that is now the main problem. Like, we're like, oh, we got to walk outside and throw trash from outside into the trash room. Like, that was a huge problem. Then we moved. We moved houses. You know, it's
wait.
It's,
you move.
It's been. So trash room started. Like, we lived in that house for 2 years. We spent 2 summers with that trash room.
Two summers.
Yeah, I mean, there was still space. you know.
What happened when you moved and it's time to clear out the trash?
So, yeah, we're like, we'll save that for last. So we got all the furniture and everything out of that.
Shit.
And because Colin's big idea was like, we're going to have trash anyway. So, like, let's just get everything out of the house that we don't need. And then we'll trash everything out. I'm like, oh, it's great.
Colin's a
good
genius.
He's a genius. This is a good ass idea. And so it was like, we were clinching it. Because it was fucking like 3 days from now, landlord's going to be doing like a soft inspection. I'm like, he can't just be seeing like, he's going to remember that there was a door here, you know? And so he's not going to just be like, oh, it's taped. I guess I can't get in there. Like, it must be fine in there.
you guys must have looked like serial
killers. Yeah, exactly.
Killers.
I'm going to have a little piece to that as well later on at the end of the story. So I'm like, you know what? I'm taking charge. I'm a grown-up now. Like, I'm a fucking adult male. I spent 2 years gathering trash in this tiny room. I was 26 at the time. I'm like, I'm 26. Yeah, bad. I was like, I'm 26. I was like, I stopped pissing in beer bottles. I started just using, like, the backyard. Or the toilet. Whatever was more convenient. I was like, and I'd stop like just leaving bottles of piss everywhere. Like, I'm a grown man now. Like, I have responsibilities. I was clearly single at the time. If you could not tell, I had a fucking trash room.
Yeah, enough to give that.
And so, Colin was still smashing. Good for you, bro. I don't know how you did it. Probably because you blamed the trash room on me. But
my fucking mic just has this room of garbage.
Out of sight, out of mind, brother. And so it was like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just get one of those big fucking garbage thing, you know, like where you just like toss your shit in, they take it away. All right. You know what I'm talking about? Like when you do like a demo on a house.
Like a dumpster. Is what you're talking
about. Yeah. Clearly, yeah. I didn't know what a dumpster
was.
You're talking about
a fucking an industrial size dumpster.
Clearly, I'm not familiar with what a dumpster is. But yeah, you know, one of those boxes that you put trash, and then they take the trash away, and it's not your problem anymore. One of those things.
Like things that they put outside of apartment complexes.
So I was like, oh, this is genius. We're going to call this company up. So then the company was like, oh, for like, you know, 50 extra bucks, you want us to like take the trash out for you. And I was like, no, that's okay. Because I didn't want anybody to know about our dirty trash room secret. But then I'm like, Colin's like, you should have just paid him the 50 bucks, man, because like, I ain't doing it. And I was like,
whoa.
Okay. You know, respectable. He still had to get laid and like you
this
know
this was part of his plan though, right? He was in. You didn't surprise him with the trash.
He's
room.
Like, I will help pay more to not deal with the trash.
Oh
room.
Well, okay.
So
you should
like
have paid more.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I was broke at the time. I was like, great, because I don't think I can pay any of it really.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm just like, okay, you know, I've got gloves. I got a fucking mask.
Yeah,
I'm like fucking like Breaking Bad. Yeah, like Breaking Bad. Like I'm about to fucking make a bunch of fucking meth. Like I'm just like, oh, like, all right, here we go. We got this. Like hyping myself up. Like, all right, man, you fucking got this. It's just garbage. Like it's just people take out trash all the time. I open up the door. Just the fucking fuck fume wave of trash smell just like
I
coming out of that thing.
2 years
just
of garbage.
Just like 2 years of garbage. Well, a year and a half. But yeah, two-ish years of garbage.
We're not playing semantics.
two-ish years of garbage. Asterisks. I'm taking the fucking bags out. One, you know, and these are the fresh, because, you know, as you remember, we taped the door shut inside. So these are like fresher bags. So these bags are like brand new. I just put these in last week because this is like, I'm like, oh, this is great, man. Like, everything's intact. They're all sealed. Like, this is fine. Then I start getting into the middle of the room, and like, then things just start taking kind of a turn, right? Because, like, first thing I pull out a bag, and there is just like a bag. Like, it's just a bag. There's nothing in it. It's just a bag. And I'm like, that seems like a problem.
Yeah, like, no shit.
There should be like stuff in here. Like I don't think we just threw an empty bag.
Yeah.
An empty bag in here. And I'm like, that okay. Then I'm like, I thought plastic was supposed to be good forever or something. Cause then like I'm just there's just holes in this trash.
Yeah,
you know?
I fucking bet there.
I'm having a problem. Like there's so then I'm like,
holy
okay, so I take
shit.
A smoke break because I was smoking at the time.
Yeah.
I take a cigarette break and
you,
I was just like,
smoke
I fucking
too,
like, yeah,
I'm
I was
sure.
Like, yeah, I was like, God damn it. Like I need to fucking I'm like, just fucking do it. So then I like I'm going through. I'm like, whatever, just taking handfuls of fucking trash, piss bottles, whatever. I'm like, I'll shower. It's no big deal. Tossing them in there. Not all my pee, I will say, you know. But
it's the fact that it's anybody's
pee enough
is a yeah. problem.
People pay for that sort of thing nowadays, so.
Not your alls.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident.
Not from an old beer bottle. That was my favorite game to play when we had house parties was, did Colin pee in this or is this my beer? I don't know.
No.
Or did someone pee in this? Because I just would leave it in spots.
Oh my god!
You know, and then Colin would be like, "That's the designated pee bottle area, Mike. I don't know what to tell you. Shouldn't have left your beer over there."
There had to be so many bugs.
Well, we got rid of. I mean, you know, like yeah, there's a lot of bugs. There's a lot of problems. But luckily, it was cold out. So I'm like feeling better about it. It's like bugs are, I don't know, they hibernate or something. And so I'm like, there's not as many. It's just a bunch of dead bugs. I'm just glad I didn't find any animals in there, thank God. I mean, it was a good sealed. It was a good trash room. We sealed that shit up tight. Like, it's good trash. Good trash space. I obviously had a problem. I was going through some shit at the time. And so I fucking, like, it was very therapeutic. Okay, I'm like, I'm an adult now. I'm taking care of my problems head on. I don't give a fuck that, like I'm covered in someone's pee, and I didn't even pay for it, and I didn't want to pay for it, but here I am just covered in piss. And so I'm like, you know what? I deserve this. I deserve all of this that's happening to me. I fucked up. What is it? I'm going through it, right? Like, I had the epiphany. I was like, I'll never fucking have a trash room for the rest of my fucking life. And then
what a concept.
Then I yeah, out of anything to be like, I was like, I'm gonna stop being an alcoholic. No, I'm never gonna have a trash room ever again. Like I pick up one of the last bags. I'm just like exhausted because I'm like, I'm just fucking going through it.
Yeah.
Pick up one of the last bags, almost all of the trash is completely out. Carpet somehow still looking fucking good. It was carpeted in there.
I'm telling you, I
searched for stains. I was like, there's got to be some sort of stain somewhere. Unless there was just like a solid hue that had covered over.
Yeah, there was just a layer of garbage juice.
But the next day I did get down on there and, you know, did a sniff test. And I'm like, it doesn't smell like too much like trash. It just kind of smells like plastic. And so, like, I get that last bag out and then I notice there's a fucking, like, big, nasty looking hole in the wall. Just fucking huge asshole that I'm not planning on fixing. And I'm just like, I don't know how the fuck that got there.
Right.
When did that get there?
Sure.
This was one of the first bags we ever put in the trash room. I'm like, fuck, dude, this is crazy. Not rat. What comes out when I move the bag is just a fucking nest of spiders.
Oh.
Just an insane, like, arachnophobia level of fucking spiders crawling out of this hole.
Like a ton.
That was the last bag. I fucking chuck it. I shut the door. And I'm like, it's taped on the inside. We'll leave it taped. Don't know what happened with the spiders. Don't know what happened with that hole.
Your landlord never said shit about the spiders? Or the
Our landlord, he tried to get us to pay like $3,000.
I fucking bet.
For different fixes around the house.
It was for the room.
Now, here's the thing, is that at the time, I had a buddy that was going through like law school there. He used to do AV with us like on the side.
Okay.
Always like paying for law school. So I basically was like, could you fucking help me get out of this somehow? And he did something. I don't know if he sent him a letter or something because he did a house inspection. And then he was like, oh, this looks dangerous. This should have been fixed. This is like breaking code. Basically, he was like, we're even. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
You don't have to pay. Fucking that dude. Love that guy. Good. Jake.
Shout out.
Thank you, Jake. Fucking awesome.
Shout out, Jake.
But hope you're doing well, buddy. But yeah, so got us out of that. But that is fucking trash room, man. But I've never had a trash room since. I've been very responsible with my garbage.
Let's give it up.
Yeah. And
trash room.
I've had plenty of parties.
No one's ever had a trash room.
We weren't on like hoarder levels. It was just garbage. I wasn't like
you had a room full of garbage.
A room
for
I didn't
two
use.
Years.
Okay, a year and a half, and I didn't use the room.
You could have had a roommate. And you had just garbage.
No, it didn't have AC in there. It didn't have heat. It was just a room that just existed.
So you filled a closet, a walk-in closet with
that
garbage.
Let outside, yeah. And dog, you know what? I never had a trash room again. I was awakened that day. I was a trash room virgin, broke the trash room cherry, and then I was like, you know what? That's not for me. Wow. I'm not a trash room kind of guy. But that is the fucking ballad of the goddamn Kansas City trash room. Hashtag shout out trash room. Yeah. I'm sure lots of people have had similar experiences.
Go ahead and click the link.
You'll want to hear more from us.
Let us know if you have a trash room. Just yes or no. You can just message no.
Or just tell us maybe something embarrassing. You can leave it anonymous. We don't know who you are. Just tell us something embarrassing that like you hope that people wouldn't have found out.
If you have something...
Because listen, I had high anxiety about that. I had high anxiety about that.
If you have something on the level of a room dedicated to trash, then please message us. If you're like, one time I hooked up with this girl, but she was my friend's sister, don't fucking message us. Yeah. But if you have something on the level of a room full of trash, that's the greatest story I've ever heard in my life. I can never tell you a story because you'll be like, well, one time I had a room full of trash. That's so funny.
And I thank you. I just don't, I think it's weird that, I think it's weird that people think it's weird that I'm just very nonchalant. I mean, it's just room full of garbage.
No, I mean,
you know?
I can appreciate that you own it.
That is the key. Now, if I would have left the room full of trash for my landlord or somebody to take care, you know what I mean? Like, and then I was nonchalant about it. That's shitty. But I took care of that.
There's something to be said. Like, I think you understand and kind of own that this was a problem. I mean, that's the right word for it. You're not defensive about it. If you were defensive, like, listen, man, actually, it makes sense to have a trash room. Then I'd be like, Mike, our forefathers had
rooms full of trash for years.
The fact that you own it.
I will own most embarrassing. Something. There's a couple probably things that I'll still be defensive about that I'm 100% in the wrong for. But for the most part, I will. I will own up to some shit.
I'm appalled. Okay.
It is, I mean, I guess, yeah, there's probably not a lot of people that had trash. Now, what didn't help is, I mentioned earlier, you said you guys were like serial killers, right?
Yeah.
And I said at the end of the story, I was going to mention something that like, it's not very like, and I'm not trying to be that guy because it's not like very PC, so I'm not trying to like make light of something here.
Okay.
But when Colin and I, like a couple months into us living into the house, we have this basement. This basement is kind of like weird. Like, I mean, it's just like a normal kind of, looks like almost like a dorm room, but it's a basement.
Okay.
And off to the side of the basement, there's like another fucking area that we use for storage. It's just like a little storage, like kind of shitty looking space. And then behind that, we're like, okay, so like we can see, we're like, what's back here? Because there's the basement extends where the storage ends is only like halfway through, or like I would say like 3/4 of the way through the basement on the other side. And then there's just this wall. So we're like, is there fucking pipes back there? Is there like, is it just like more storage back there? But the wall wasn't drywall that we assumed. It was just like a fucking piece of plywood that was like laid over this hole here. So then we're like, okay. So then we like, Colin's like getting drunk one night and he's like, I'm gonna move that fucking plywood. And I was like, I don't know, man. I feel like maybe we should just leave. Like maybe we should just not fuck with it. Yeah. And he's like, I'm a fucking move it. So then I like go down there with him. 100%. I think I had like a bat in my hands because I was like, I don't know. Like, what if there's a fucking dude living in here? Like, I don't know. Yeah. You know what I'm like? Just whatever. He fucking moves the drywall. It's just a closet. It's just closet with a light that actually fucking works. They just didn't have a door. It was just a fucking closet there.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's the thing is that unbeknownst to me until later into our part, because we're just like, oh, fuck yeah, we got like a little room here. Colin was like, actually, let's not put anything in here. I might do something with this at some point. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. He's like, it's kind of like a little secret. Like, he had all sorts of ideas. I mean, it's not very big. it's like kind of, he's like, maybe we could do like a speakeasy something. He's like, no, it's way too small. He's like, maybe I could put my music stuff in here. He's like, no, I don't want it to like get damaged because I don't know, like, I don't want to fuck around here.
No.
So then we have this party, and you said earlier, like, bunch of dudes. First time ever, we have like some women that we don't.
Smashing chicks in there.
No. No.
Okay.
Because this, I was like, Colin, you're Nick. Well, I was like, I love you, Colin, just so you know. You are the most
important. I love you,
like, yeah,
too, Colin.
You're one of the most important men in my life. You're fucking incredible. But this was one of those things where I was like, I don't, you just cock blocked yourself and everybody in this room somehow. Because there was this pole in the closet that went straight across the room, right? And so Colin is like telling people about it. He's like, oh, he's like, there's this little room off to the side in the basement here. And he's like, well, you guys want to see? There were these girls with us that we were kind of hoping to entertain throughout the evening. And then Colin's like, oh yeah, you want to see this like room down here? We're trying to figure out what we should do with it. So then, you know, we have the existence of a trash room at the time. These girls don't know us very well. We just let them down to the basement with like a bunch of randos.
Just let them do it.
And then he
end.
Fucking, he moves the drywall, you know, door.
Yeah.
Like clicks on, it's like one of those lights with a string that like takes like bup 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 bow, yeah. You know, it takes a minute to turn on. And then there's this pole going across, and then he's like, now I've been thinking of some things here. And then he for real starts to squat down, puts his hands up on the pole. He's like, this is straight up like a room you could just kidnap and store someone in, you know what I mean? Like put some handcuffs up here and just like nobody would know they're back. Back here. And then the girls of meat were like, well, I think we gotta go now.
Good. Those are smart women.
Very smart.
Holy
I
shit.
Neither of I like call, like he was like, wait, what? And I was like, no, I was like, go ahead, like
Colin,
this night is obviously
the hose,
done.
Dog. God damn.
Night is obviously done.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I was like, because could you imagine someone you don't know that well? You're going, and then Mia's like,
I can't
oh,
imagine.
You want to see this awesome room in the basement? You could kidnap someone and store
them. I can't imagine someone I know that well telling me that, let alone a stranger.
Uh-huh. I'd be coming up to Jess. I'd be like, babe, we can't fucking hang out with this
yeah,
dude any longer.
I'd
like,
be
this
like,
guy's
fucking
fucked.
Mikey said some weird shit the other day, and I don't think we should hang out with him anymore.
Yeah, so he, yeah, it was an interesting time, and we never ended up doing anything with that room. I'll just throw that out there. Huh. As in, nothing happened.
Well, I okay.
Yes, please. Sorry, I've taken up so much
no,
of the airtime.
No,
here.
You
so
haven't
sorry.
Taken. Up, I don't think we. I think this is a cap. This is we've hit a. It's. I mean, we've been going. What have we been going 2 hours?
I don't even know. Wait, hold on. It can't have been that long.
It's 9:30. I took a pee break at 9.
Hold on now. Hold on now. I know exactly when because I. It has been an hour and 20 minutes.
That's probably good for an episode.
I think
right?
We should. What was your game? I think we should entertain it.
Okay, what if we did just like smash characters?
Fuck yeah!
But like we got to do like the ultimate roster or the brawl, whatever
yeah,
the biggest
the most,
roster.
Yeah, the
is.
Biggest roster. Yeah. Yeah,
you go first.
Okay.
Let's draft. We're drafting Smash. Super Smash Brothers character.
Don't know where that came from.
This might get cut, but we're going to try it. Let's try Smash characters.
Oh, man, I feel it. Hold on.
We're doing five each, right?
Five each? Okay.
Five each.
All right. Well, if I'm... Oh, man.
I'm drafting with my heart because I'm not... I'm drafting with who I play with because I know I don't play with the best characters, but I know I'm drafting with... My heart.
I gotta go with Link first up.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck
I mean,
you.
It's like the easiest pull.
Fuck
Link.
You.
Actually, wait. But I'm gonna retract a little bit.
No,
it is. It's still Link. I'm gonna go with because we're going with Ultimate.
Where are you going with Toon Link?
Young. Fuck Toon
okay,
Link.
Okay, I was like
Young Link.
Young Link.
Young Link. 100% all day because I'm. Like, I'm here for that. Well, okay, that sounds fucking weird. I'm here for
yeah,
Young
you,
Link.
Yeah, fucking
yeah Adult Link, no, I'm not.
Trash room, hidden dry room. They don't know what to do with
things
that
are looking
Young Link.
You know what? Maybe we shouldn't play this game,
this,
actually.
This
yeah, this has been a great
crazy.
Episode. You learned some things about going way too above and beyond with my prom invite.
You have Virgin Link, and I'm gonna take. Give me Pitt.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, I love
regular
Pitt. I love it. Yeah.
Okay.
Regular Pitt's fine. I love Pitt.
Dark
I
think Pitt's he's too good. Evil.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, I like a little. I like God on my side, and. So,
fuck yeah.
Give me Pitt.
Fuck yeah.
Give me Pitt.
Next, I gotta go. You know my boy Mega Man. I gotta go.
That's
Mega
crazy,
Man.
Mega Man. Okay,
Mega Man. And that's not even cheating this time.
No, it's nice. I want a sidekick.
I want a sidekick. Mega Man.
Forever, I will give you shit.
I have no fucking clue what I was thinking. I was so sure about it. I was so sure he was. I was so sure that that was going to be my answer before any other answer.
I just felt dumb when you did that. I was like, is he a sidekick? And I just, like, it felt like, you know, people who don't play Zelda.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're like, oh, the main guy is Zelda. And
yeah.
You know, that's Link. Like, I was like, is
that's
Mega Man.
That's a chick's name. Yeah.
I was like, is Mega Man not the fucking guy?
I was trying to save him and be like, well, not in this one. Yeah. No, not really. He's like a pawn, really. You play as him the entire game.
You never once play as another character.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have
Young Link.
Ripe Link. And who? And I have Pitt. And you have who'd you just
Mega
pick?
Man.
Mega Man.
Mega Man.
That's right. Give me Kirby.
Oh fuck.
Kirby's
Kirby.
He got that fight. Yeah. You don't like Kirby?
No, I loved that's why I'm pissed.
Oh,
I'm pissed
okay,
about
okay.
like Kirby's
like,
good
Kirby's
pull,
good.
Man.
He swallows you. You got his ability now, yeah.
I knew some Kirby's in my day.
Oh, don't even.
I went to Catholic
he
school.
No. He ain't got no Kirby's.
I don't. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, you know, man, I feel like these first three are easy. Mario. You know, classic. I gotta go with Mario's like all around kind of plumber dude. He's kind of a dick to his brother, but I feel that energy.
His little smash move is tight. With
dude,
fire.
The fucking Kamehameha or
yeah,
whatever shit that was.
That's
insane.
Lit.
That's fucking crazy.
That's pretty lit.
Yeah, I'm at Mario all day, and he's for a fat short dude. He's got a lot of agility somehow. He's okay. A light character somehow.
So I got Pitt, and I got Kirby.
The Lord of Suck, Kirby. Suck with three C's.
Don't do sound effects.
Just entering, yeah. Just.
Who else do I play as? Oh, you know what? Give me Falco.
Fuck yeah.
Give me Falco. I think he's dope.
Not
Star Fox. Again. I want Falco.
Yeah, Falco. Yeah. Falco.
Captain Falco, baby.
Next up, if I'm like I'm purely thinking about the like you said the roster of like who I would pick if like all the because I don't pick doubles.
No.
If someone picks Young Link, I ain't picking Young Link with a white tunic. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, don't
that's
do that.
Shitty.
That's
like
annoying.
You just gotta pick somebody new. So I'm gonna do Captain Falcon because that dude fucking risen it up with his suit, but also. He is not
Falcon
like
Punch.
He literally is the only game he's ever been in. He doesn't show up like as a kid, like just he's just in the car.
Yeah,
and so like they just created a whole badass move set for him in the first game out of fucking thin air. It's wild,
man. Now see, I have someone on my mind.
Thank you.
Who I don't for real play as, but everyone says he's OP if you know how to use him.
I fucking hate when people say that.
But
like,
I don't know how to use him, so I don't think it
the players
matters.
I'm good at, I don't know how to use.
Yeah, so I'm not going to draft him. I'm not,
fuck,
I'm not,
who is it?
It was Ness.
Yeah, I don't, I that, yeah.
PK Maya!
Him, Lucas.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know what they do.
Yeah, I'm not good enough. I'm not a technical enough. Same with Mr. Game & Watch.
How is he? Yeah,
some people be whooping my ass with him, and I'm
turn
like,
into a giant octopus. I still can't do shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, give me. So I have Pitt,
Kirby.
I picked a third person.
You did.
Who was it?
Who the fuck was that? Falco.
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 That's right. Okay, man, you fucked me up taking Link.
Young Link.
I don't think that matters. give me Samus.
Fuck, dude. That was going to be my... Samus is OP.
Yeah, Samus
she's
is legit.
Fucking awesome.
Give me Samus.
And then also, right at the time that she was in Brawl, and I saw when she used her final smash, and like then it was Zero Suit Samus.
Sick as fuck.
I was like, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
I'm a grown boy.
Yeah, I'm a grown
yeah.
ass man.
I was like, I watched that video too many times. fuck. Okay, I'm on number 5. I've got a great roster of people. I feel like a lot of good kind of...
I know who my last one is, as long as you don't tell me. I got
fuck,
it.
Dude.
I got it. I know who I'm taking.
There's this dude, and I can't remember his name, but I play as him all the time.
This Wii Fit trainer?
Not during business hours. Yeah. there's this dude. I think I don't even know what game he's from, which is fucking sad that I play as him all the time.
He's one of these anime characters.
Kind of, but he's got like this book, and like the book changes, so he's got like 5 different move sets. That he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can change, and, like, he's got...
You gotta be able to name the character.
Dude, I could not
you
fucking tell you even what game he's
guy.
From. He's got a book. Love that guy. Love that guy. He's got a...
What? Okay. So, I'm sorry. Just recap your roster for me. You have Young Link.
I got Young Link. I got
Mario.
Who was my second pick? Young Link.
Wasn't Mario your second?
No, Mario was third. I had Young Link, and then I had fucking fuck. It was Young Link, somebody, Mario, Captain Falcon, Book Guy.
No, that's it. That's it. Because you've only picked 4.
No. I picked the Book Guy is number 5.
No.
I swear, dude, there was a number 2 in there. Oh, God. Mega Man. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
Young Link, Mega Man, Mario.
Your favorite fucking character.
I talked about Mega Man for fucking an hour at this point. I forgot that I picked him.
Okay, so your roster, give it to me now that you know all of them.
Young Link, uh-huh. Mega Man, Mario, Captain Falcon, and the book guy. The
and
guy with the book.
Fucking book guy.
From some game.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I have Pit,
Kirby.
Falco.
Samus.
And Samus.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 is Pokemon Trainer.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have picked Pokemon Trainer.
The Pokemon Trainer's tight because you get Charizard, you get Squirtle, you get Bulbasaur.
That's fucking true.
You get 3 characters in one pick. Give me Pokemon Trainer, brother.
That's true. And they all got different movesets.
Yeah,
that's
they're
fun.
All tight.
I should have picked Snake, too.
Ah, yeah.
Fucking
I thought about
Snake.
He's got that.
But I, you know, honestly, just like, I like him because he's just a cool character. I don't like play as him that much.
I also don't, it's been so long since I played Smash, for real, but.
Yeah, it's been, I fucking bought it, bought all the DLC, never fucking touched it again.
On the Switch?
Yeah. Because you can't, like.
Same.
You can't, like.
You can't, but we should
you can't,
play it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I can't play Smash alone.
Yeah,
it's
I'd be
boring.
Playing, yeah, by myself sometimes. When I first, because I bought a Switch Lite. I thought I was big brain. Everyone was buying a Switch in COVID, and I was like, I'm going to get the Lite. I don't need a full Switch.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just getting Animal Crossing. And Animal Crossing was sick. And then I got Mario Kart and was like, this would be more fun on
with,
the big.
Yeah,
but
with
whatever.
People. Yeah.
And I was like, all my buddies got Smash. I was like, I'll buy Smash. And we'd play online for like 2 weeks. And then, you know, everyone stopped giving a shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got Breath of the Wild. That shit was tight, but I just played it handheld the whole time. That kind of sucked.
Okay.
Like, it was fun. But
dude,
like,
I 100% not going to lie, other than Smash and Mario Kart, obviously, for obvious reasons,
yeah.
I prefer to play Switch and handheld. I play handheld Switch like 98% of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like Breath of the Wild, I should have had like a bigger screen. Like,
I
think the appeal is like seeing the universe.
Okay. I was going to say, I guess I did technically play a lot of that. I did like half and half, but I did play half of it on a monitor. So not like a big screen, but just like a computer monitor.
Yeah.
So I get that, but.
Hey, man.
Dude. I'm sorry I talk so much about the fucking trash room.
Right now. Don't even put that part in, Mike Casey. The trash room story had to be told, and I'm glad it's public. I want you all to click the link. I want you all to tell Mike what a fucking degenerate he is. But also, give him some sympathy because at the time it seemed like a great idea, and he has reflected since then.
You can't go. It wasn't even a metaphor. I literally fucking went through the trash and threw it away.
I mean, I don't even know if that's...
They do that shit on Hoarders. You know what I'm saying? Like, they fucking... Like, yeah, like, you gotta throw away these rats that you've collected over the years. Yeah. And they're, like, picking up, like, just barehanded, like, everybody else is in biohazard suits, and they're just like, my babies, my babies. And they're like, this one was Peter. He was fine. They're tossing him away. I went through that with trash bags. There were no animals, okay? I cannot stress... We did not have any animals in bags ever. That was never a thing. There's no, that's crazy level shit. I just had bags of garbage and pee.
This seems like a good place to call it.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to everyone listening.
For the police coming to arrest me.
all of our shout outs. I hope that there will be an episode 3, but after these allegations against Mike Casey, who's to say?
It might just be the Ticast.
The Ticast. Thank you guys for listening.
Dude, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Thanks for all the love. And I'll let Tyler talk next time. Love you, buddy.
Good shit.